producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sports coming up in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of things going on as usual. It's Tuesday. Jennifer Horn is here, as is Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. The quote of the day comes from the people who run Cheerios, who said, "We sincerely apologize to the gluten-free community. They've recalled almost 2 million boxes labeled gluten-free because the free part isn't quite so true." As you can read the stories at DougSteffen.com.
I'm actually glad about this.
You are
why? Can I tell you why?
Yes, please.
Because there is 1% of the population, and this is not for them, that is truly has celiac disease.
Yep,
they're
me.
Gluten intolerant.
I'm one of them.
Okay.
That's me. Yep.
So I'm not talking to you guys. You guys are legit. You've got, but there are so many people that think that gluten-free is like a diet that's going to make them lose weight.
Right.
I'm really excited for them to realize, oh, I just ate a bowl of Cheerios and my stomach didn't explode. Like, everything's
I'm feeling
okay.
My Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yeah.
Cheerios.
Delicious. Glutenose.
Yeah. I think people think automatically that they can go like...
That's the new product. Glutenose.
Glutenose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. The thought of the day today comes from Betty Davis, who died on this date in 1989. What other people think of me is none of my business.
I like that.
I do, too. Very good. All right. So... where are we in the overall, in the reality of things? If you have any connection at all to your congressman, Peter Drahan, who's at the controls in our studio today, said that he thought I was getting political. This is not a political program like the usual right-wing or some of the left-of-center programs, because I don't feel... even though most people know where we all stand, this is not about you're right, I'm wrong, that sort of thing. Unless it comes to something like this. I know I'm right. And those...
and you're not.
I am right. I am 100% right on this. This damnable trade deal that is before Congress, it means a whole lot to those of you who like to eat food that's grown in America that is natural and native to our country. This is a bad... that isn't even a strong enough word for it. This deal sucks so badly. This will hurt the American family farmer so much that it is incumbent on any and all of you who care about what you eat. If you're somebody who goes to McDonald's every day, forget it. This isn't for you. You don't give a damn about what you put in your body or what American family farmers do. But for people who are on the other side that really care about what they eat and where it comes from, this is for you, because this trade deal means the end of the American family farmer as we know it and the end of getting food. This is so onerous. This deal is so bad that you won't recognize your food supply in 3 or 4 years. You won't. And because all the big agribusinesses that are behind not only this, but want to keep you from knowing where the country of origin labeling, that's gone up in smoke. Requirement that was suggested to tell people what's in, well, I mean, some of the restaurants now and some of the food tells you at least how much sugar is in it, gluten and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be at a chain for it to even take
right, but you don't know where it comes from.
Right.
You want to know where this stuff comes from. And this trade deal is, fortunately, Congress is very skeptical about this, and you need to, if you care about your food, you need to be in touch with your congressman today, right now, while you're thinking about it. I don't know how you get to him. Email, call the office, send him a letter, whatever you do. But there is so much. Yesterday, the streets of Washington, you wouldn't have been able, the traffic was so bad in Washington because farmers were leading cows down Pennsylvania Avenue, and the congressional offices were being inundated by farmers who drove their tractors into Washington yesterday. This is a bad deal. I can't put it any other way. It is really a bad deal. So You can talk all about the ins and outs of it, but I'm giving you the bottom line. You want to get to, if you pay any attention to anything that I say, what basically happens here, this deal opens up trade between 12 countries that produce about half of the world's food. Lower tariffs on U.S. goods make other countries want to buy American stuff. That's great, but it doesn't affect that. That's the out from America. What's required for us to get the deal is for fewer restrictions to be on dairy, for example. So it's easier for the U.S. To get milk and dairy products especially, but other things as well, from these other countries. It increases access to U.S. drugs. It's good for the drug business in America. It's good for the manufacturing business in the world. But it is horrible for the American family farmer. And this is the biggest trade deal in decades. And if Obama gets this through, won't that be wonderful for his legacy? He'll be responsible for the death knell for hundreds of thousands of American family farmers. And there is no other way to read this. You can listen to some guy give you a bunch of BS about, oh no, we're going to do all these other things. It'll be good for American workers. Bunkum. You have no idea how bad this is and how much it will affect your lives, or more importantly, the lives of your children and their children. Jay is in the Bronx. All right, go ahead, Jay. You're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
Hi there. About the TPP, you know, a lot of people don't realize what's in there because it's been shrouded in secrecy for so long. And it's just now that the trade ministers came to a final agreement yesterday that the signatory countries are starting to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in America, we should have a pretty good idea because we know that the whole thing is run through pay-for-play and the revolving door.
What do you mean pay-for-play? What do you mean by that?
Well, we have campaign finance issues in this country where
the companies that are going to benefit have paid off Congress through their support in campaign donations. That's what you're saying,
right? But it's even worse than that. I mean, the actual multinational corporations that knew that this thing was in the works.
Well, they knew it. They pushed it. They were the ones who planned it.
Right, and the way they do that is by not only having their lobbyists working from the outside, but they plant their employees there on the inside. They give them bonuses.
The people from Monsanto, the number two guy at the FDA is from Monsanto. All of these companies send their people to work supposedly in the trenches as good public servants, but they've changed all the rules so they benefit the various companies they work for, and then they go back to work for the companies. It's a joke.
Right, and they're making more than a government salary because they're also getting these bonuses.
Being taken care of by their company. Yeah, right. All right, Jay.
So one of the other things is that you mentioned farming. One of the really big is also the pharmaceuticals, because when we feel like we're getting gouged for drugs and that you have the ability to go to other countries and buy them cheaply, this is exactly what this is going to be taking away. It's going to be taking away other countries' rights to sell on their open market, and they're going to have to...
What you're underscoring is something I have forgotten to mention. This is all about the big drug companies, big pharma, big ag, and in general, big labor. That's what this is all about. That's what this is about.
And if I can mention one more, I'm a school teacher. This is also, believe it or not, about education. You know, already here in America, we have a multinational corporation, Pearson, that has copyrighted the tests that are given to students, and because they're copyrighted, the tests have to be held secret, and teachers in some states actually have to sign confidentiality agreements that they will not share the tests with anyone, because the tests, once we pay for them, are reused and reused. So So this is, again, the intellectual property.
Yeah,
know,
it's a, it's
of,
a little off.
Of public it, education.
Yeah, it's off of the main thrust of what's going on with the trade agreement, but that's something else, another subject for a different day. Jay, thank you for your interest and for your enlightened point of view. And is, people laugh. It's an enlightened point of view when they agree with me. Well, listen. There is something to be said for that. 16 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some great news. You want some great news, Jennifer? Yes or no?
Please, yes.
Yes. The amazing product called Genucel. You've heard me talk about Genucel, developed from plant stem cell therapy. Gets rid of bags under your eyes, puffiness under your eyes, lines around your eyes. You will love it. I have given special tubs of this to people I care about. I think you get the drift there, Jennifer.
I didn't get one.
Oh, well, I care about you. I'll try to take care of you, too.
Now I know where I stand.
Yes, well. At any rate, Genucel really is a wonderful product that gets rid of the water. The bags are full of water. That's what's under the skin is water that collects there because there's a mechanism in the... Well, they call those little things under your eyes. No, well, that's what they call them, yeah. But, I mean, there's something under the skin that is a sort of a flow valve that gets plugged up when you're tired, in essence. So you want to get, this doesn't cover up the problem. It takes care of the problem. And along with Genucel, there's a new product called the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. That's an all-natural treatment also precisely targeting the dark circles under your eyes. So these people have two products. They want you to know about the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which is brand new. So here's what you do. For the benefit of your eyes, you'll call 800-543-9260. One of the best things about this product is you don't have to go to the counter in the big department stores and stand in line. And by the way, this is not makeup. This doesn't cover it up. It fixes it. 800-543-9262. You'll get free express shipping if you call. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, a free gift. Ask for, they'll give you three choices. Ask for the Esotique, which is a great face cream. All right, so call this number now, 800-543-9262. Do not wait. This is something that pretty soon they're going to start charging for the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment because it's a good product, very powerful, just like Genucel. Get them both now together for the price of one at 800-543-9262. And just look at your eyes, how much more beautiful they will be after you've used Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. 800-543-9262.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Live. Don't move a muscle. Don't move a hair. Stay here.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days of living. Yeah, I'm gonna feel only
three.
Time of the daily My Three Songs contest here on Good Day. We're going to bring you three songs, different artists. They have one thing in common. You have to figure out what these three songs... The three songs and artists have in common. So figure it out. Dial 888-302-3684, and you'll win a swell prize. Okay, here's the first song, a bit of Nirvana. The song is called Smells Like Teen Spirit. This song was a number one song in 1991 during this week. The success of the song is what many said led to alternative rock, bringing it into the mainstream
in
America.
Yeah, it was that grunge movement.
Yeah, right. Rolling Stone, MTV, VH1, Time Magazine have listed this song as one of the greatest songs of the 20th century. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's okay. I don't have to agree with that. If they say it, it must be true, Jennifer. Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. First of three songs in our My Three Songs contest. 25 past the hour. Here's number two. This is very familiar to most everybody who's been alive the last 50 years. Janis Joplin.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free.
Start thinking.
And feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me.
Like this song is the big clue.
Big clue. Number one song from this week in 1971, which was after her death. This was her only number one song, her only solo song, written by Kris Kristofferson, and also been covered by Roger Miller, Gordon Lightfoot, Jennifer Love Hewitt. But this was the big version of that song in my memory. Am I right, Kenny? No. This song is associated with her. That's it. Although Chris Christopherson does have a good version of it, for sure. Okay, so first song, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Second song, Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. Here's the third song. It's called Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
I love this song.
I do too. There's something about her singing that fascinates me. Didn't know anything about her until she died. Listen to her with Tony Bennett. Top song from this week in 2006. This was Amy's only number one song in the U.S. It earned her 3 Grammy Awards. She did have a lot more hits, but most of them were in England. One of the first songs to hit the charts from download sales, Kenny, which I think is pretty interesting. All right, so what do they have in common, these three songs? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. We'll work our way through the list until we find somebody who's got the right story. Nancy, where are you?
Crestville, Maryland.
How are you?
Good. I called yesterday.
Oh, did you? Well, hold on just a second because we can't. I don't know. We have the Peters at the board, so I can't have the same person on again. Tim, where are you?
I'm in Martinsville, Missouri. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm going to guess that the song singers were all deceased due to drug overdose.
You're close. Pretty close. You're pretty close. Hold on just a second. Let me try Henry here. Henry, what do you want to add one more piece to this puzzle? Henry?
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you want? So far, Tim is right, but there's another piece to the story. Do you know what it is? You got your
radio. I thought it was the same thing. Maybe a heroin overdose.
Yeah, but there's a... All right, let me see if I can move over one more. Let me try one more. Sam, what do you think? You want to add a piece to this puzzle?
Died tragically young age from heroin overdose.
What age?
21.
No, 20, 27. You're all close, but the answer is their singers in the infamous 27 Club died when they were 27. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Coping with the loss of a pet. One of the most difficult times for a person is dealing with the loss of a loved one. For most people, the term loved one means a human friend or relative. If you're the guardian of a pet, then you realize that the term loved one has a much broader meaning. Everyone will react differently to the loss of a pet, and how your pet died and how old they are also important factors regarding how you're going to react. Grief, confusion, anger, guilt, and depression are all normal and typical reactions. Regarding anger, as with any loss, it's not uncommon for a person suffering the loss of a pet to find someone something to blame, even if that means blaming themselves. You know, it's very difficult saying goodbye to our best friend because the relationship is so close. A lot of people have family that they can count on, but very often friends and family don't understand the relationship of the pet and the pet guardian, and that often causes confusion and anger. So if you lose a pet and you don't have that support system, check with your local humane society. There are many, many societies now that offer courses and groups for people that lost their pet to get them through that bereavement counseling. It works. I'm Warren Eckstein.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler monitoring facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day. You know, I haven't really, this is Tuesday, I don't think yesterday we spent any time on social media at all, Kenny. So would you like to bring us up to date on what people are huffing and puffing about that are listening to the Good Day program?
Sure. Some comments, I'm not sure if this was today or from yesterday, about the credit card smart chip thing?
Yes.
Because all our cards are supposed to have the smart chips now.
Yep.
And all the retail places are supposed to be ready to...
Wow, there's a lot of scams.
Nobody is.
There are tons of scams involved in this as well. Tons of scams. I'm wondering whether people are aware of that. What do you have for... What are our listeners saying? Are they aware? Are they worried? Are they laughing about this because it's been so handled so badly by the... by everybody, frankly, looks like.
Yeah. Mickey says, if you get any email or phone call allegedly from a company asking for personal info that the company should already have, you need to be very suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good advice.
Apparently, that's how some of this works.
Yeah. Good advice.
Some of the scams.
Yep.
Well, Bill says, there's no new law about this. It's just a rule change by the banks and credit card companies. It's not a mandate. If a merchant accepts the risk, there is no requirement for them to change.
Mm-hmm. Well, the requirement, I guess requirement isn't the right word. Certainly, it's in the best interest of everybody to be more protected, isn't it? If this, in fact, does that, it's good.
Yeah, it opens up a whole new set of problems, though, because now people can read the chip from your wallet. So a new industry will open up, and everybody will have these special wallets that will block people's chip readers. It's just, you know, it's you're trading one problem for another.
Wasn't it Akos Jankura, who has been a contributor to this program, had one of those card protector things that he used to sell, or probably still does. If he's smart, he's selling it today on HSN, because this is something you put, I don't know, it's a couple of bucks, not expensive, and you can you put your credit cards in it, keeps anybody from being able to read them. And that is a big problem because, people can just walk by you. If you have them in your wallet or where in your pocketbook, they can get them. They can grab at least a number. That's how sensitive this this technology is that reads them. So look out for that. All right, Kenny, what else?
Todd says, none of my credit card banksters have sent me a new credit card, and the 1st of October is long gone.
Yep, I don't have any new card. I have four different credit cards.
All
I don't have a new
have
one for any
of them. All of mine are
replaced. Have they?
Yeah.
What bank is... What
about half of mine have.
Tons. I mean, I have my own personal cards through Chase. Yeah. I have a Citibank card. I have my Bank of America ATM. And then I have, through work, I have a Visa Black card. I have an American Express card. They've all been sent in.
Really? A black card, doesn't that mean you're really good?
Yeah, it means I'm awesome.
Woo-ha.
But I don't need a card to tell me that.
Jennifer has television report coming up. Meanwhile, a couple of companies, the leading companies in the fantasy sports field, are defending themselves today after what amounts to accusations of insider trading.
Uh-oh.
The disclosure that employees have won big jackpots.
Fantasy like $375,000, by the way.
All right, so what's the story behind the story with this?
Well, okay, so there's two companies that have been spending a lot of money advertising. In fact, if you watch any sporting event, you'll see their logo. Chances are DraftKings and FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than fantasy football because it's not like you're in a league of 10 or 12 people. This you're playing against everybody. You get to pick a team, and then you put some money in, and you get money back if you're lucky enough. So it's like a weekly gamble. And so the accusation is that before they released the stats, the employees of these companies are actually putting their own bets in. They're playing too. Then they release the stats, and people are saying that's a little shady. You know who's going to do well. The computer system tells you who's going to do well, and you're capitalizing on that. Whether that's a problem or not, I mean, it seems like everybody's getting that same information, but maybe in the way they're using it. I think the new rule has to be that employees don't get to play.
I would think that would have been the first rule.
I would think that was already
really,
a rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really sounds... I don't do any betting anyway, although I guess if you buy a lottery ticket for anything, if you buy, what is it, Powerball or Mega Millions, that's gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling.
It is. We bought a couple of, four or five of them last week on my way back from Pennsylvania. What's tonight? Tonight's a drawing, right? So tomorrow I won't be here.
Hey, yes, you will. Just remember, you'll write us all nice big fat checks.
Yes, I will. I'll share it with everyone.
Share the wealth.
So what's the advice then? For those who are thinking, is this a waste of time? Should we not be talking because nobody's going to take our advice anyway? Because some people think that they will win or they're just so sucked up into this Las Vegas-style gambling, which is normally banned. Isn't it? I mean, I hear spots for this on the radio all the time. I thought that we weren't supposed to be running.
It's got to be offshore. And so that's the thing, is that these companies are based offshore, and then you can do betting.
Really?
It's a little twist on the rules.
It sounds like a little...
you know.
Right.
It is fun. I mean, fantasy sports, I had never really played. I played a little bit of fantasy baseball, but fantasy football I've played for the first time this year, and I really like it. It's stupid.
Are we running spots for... Have you heard any spots for this year? Are you running on CRN?
Yeah, they're advertising everywhere.
Why aren't they on here?
You know, I don't know. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Take care of them.
Well, and I know how you feel about football, so it's a clear partnership made in heaven. Can't imagine why they wouldn't want to advertise here.
Right. Yeah. Well, they'll advertise here as long as they don't listen to the program.
Right.
We'll see all it says. The Supreme Court, back in session, starting its new term. This year is going to be a greatest hits tour full of issues that you've heard before. Think affirmative action and whether it's okay for colleges to consider race in the admissions process. My God, haven't we been down this street before? How many times?
It's boring now, isn't it?
Also, it's pedantic. Union dues are on the docket this year, whether public employees should be required to pay them if they don't want to be a member. I remember
love
this.
One.
because as a teacher in the system back in the late 60s and early 70s, when I was getting a foothold on reality, I had to belong to the union, the teachers union. And in fact, I made so much noise, they made me the building rep for the teachers union. And I object. The reason that I that I went along, I guess, to get along, I objected even then. I was 21 years old. I don't want to pay.
You should not be forced into a union unless you want to be in a union.
Right. But back then, you had to. And there are plenty of other unions that had the same. If you worked at General Motors, you didn't want to belong to the union, tough. You still had to
back then,
belong to the union.
I actually might be able to make an argument for it because people use that for legal protection and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody and their brothers and mothers can get a lawyer by just calling a number on TV. So it seems there's no legal protection. What you're doing is funding the political motives of a union.
That's
and who
exactly
wants to
right. Ding, 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 ding. Jennifer hits another home run.
Thank
out
you.
Of the park.
Hopefully you had me on your fantasy team. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's see. What else
here?
We should
play Fantasy Good Day. That would be
right.
We could assign points to people. It would be fun.
One of the things the Supreme Court is not going to weigh in on is insider trading. Yesterday, they decided not to review a decision from a lower court that made it harder to prosecute Gordon Geckos, the Gordon Geckos of the world.
Sure.
Isn't that an interesting name, Gecko? Doesn't it sound like a Wall Street name?
Sounds like a lizard.
G-E-K-K-O-S. Yeah. Okay, so here we are working on the situation with American Airlines. This I'm sort of bouncing around here because I think there are a lot of very interesting stories. And that's what I try to do here, Good Day. I try to pop into the things that you're not hearing other people talk much about. You know, every once in a while, I got to go down the same street that everybody else is. And I'm sure that you've heard the report of the American Airlines pilot who died yesterday mid-flight, flying from Phoenix to New York, I think. No, Phoenix to Boston. So the co-pilot declared a medical emergency. The captain was Michael Johnston, 57. The plane was forced to land in Syracuse. Captain Johnston was piloting. He felt ill, said to the co-pilot, "I really don't feel well." American Airlines said in its statement, "All of us at American extend our condolences to his wife and their family. There are 147 people on the plane." The spokesperson confirmed the incident, and then they just talked about how sad it was. They didn't talk about the fact that if you look at pilots today, they're a lot fatter than they used to be. And part of the problem is that they're allowing...
How do you know? Do you see a picture of them?
Yeah, no, I just... When I walk around
the
airport... Yes, I do.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what was wrong with this guy.
Oh, I'm not talking about this particular person. I'm just talking about in general...
Okay.
The way the business is being run today is different than it used to be, even though they still... The FAA requires physicals. But come on. You've walked through airports. You travel a lot, Jennifer. I do.
Yeah, no, they're different looking. Than
they are.
To be, but
they don't have the same... I mean, the same... Same sort
be
of straight
with generalizations
sort.
Until we know what happens.
Well, I'm not talking about this guy. I'm just saying, in general, pilots are not, they do not appear to be as fit as they used to be.
What I'm curious about is how does the co-pilot, okay, so imagine this poor guy. Mm. He's up there, witnesses his buddy dying next to him. How do you ever get back in a plane again? I mean, is your career over, or do you, I mean... Do you get back up in the air? I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
And then if you do, you'd have a smart aleck like me who's sitting next to you as a pilot going... Just to traumatize you a little.
Nice.
Nice going, Jennifer at DougStephan.com.
Yes.
43 past the hour.
Terrible.
Jennifer at DougStephan.com will have the television report in a matter of moments, including what Amazon is doing to Apple TV and the Google Chromecast up next year on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partnered with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Alright, Jen here with the television report. I find it interesting that Amazon is dropping Apple TV and the Google Chromecast because they're competitors. So at the end of the month, and you've got, I suppose there are other alternatives. I don't understand. You're in the cable radio slash television business at your day job. I don't quite understand how all of these things fit with Roku and Xbox and PlayStation and all of that stuff. Amazon's.
Well,
go ahead.
There's a couple of different levels. So you still have your cable and satellite providers. That's one way to get TV programming into your home.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a whole new set of ways to bring programming into your home, and that's through the internet. And so you either have a web-enabled TV, or you have an Xbox, or you can bring internet in that way, or you can buy a Roku box, which plugs into your TV. You can also buy an Amazon Fire Stick, which would go into your web-enabled TV. And these will provide you with content libraries. So Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, and Roku will give you content. And that means that you can access movies, you can access TV shows all through the web. And so that's kind of the difference between those platforms. Does that make sense to you?
Ah, certainly does.
It doesn't, does it? You either have to have internet or cable or satellite in your home to access TV content. You can either do it the traditional way with satellite or cable, or through the internet, you can bring internet into your home with Xbox, PlayStation, Roku, or a web-enabled TV, and then you sign up for a platform like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and you can access content.
I want to know where Bernie Sanders is going to be on television, Jennifer.
Well, Dougie, he's going to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sure to watch.
Be, using his hashtag Feel the Burn.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Feel the Barn.
No, Feel the Burn, like the Bernie. Yeah, he's going to be appearing on her show on October 15th, according to Entertainment Weekly. It'll be his first ever on the show, and it'll be also his first appearance after the Democratic Party's first presidential debate.
My guess is that
his
handlers put the heat on them after Hillary showed up.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Hillary's getting a lot of attention. Time to feel the burn.
Can you see Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live?
I would love to see Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live.
He has any sense of humor at all.
Speaking of SNL, Tracy Morgan, an SNL castmate from the past, will help salute Eddie Murphy, another SNL castmate, as he receives the nation's top prize for humor at the Kennedy Center in Washington later in the month.
Excuse me, am I yawning?
George Lopez is already on the lineup. Brittany Howard. Yeah, he's going to get the Mark Twain Prize, Eddie Murphy, for humor on October 18th. There'll be other performers, by the way, Joe Piscopo, Kevin Nealon, Chris Rock, Kathy Griffin, Arsenio Hall, Dave Chappelle, Trevor Noah, and Whitney Cummings.
Joe Piscopo got his suntan on?
Of course. He doesn't go anywhere without it, does he? Tribute will air on PBS November 23rd.
51 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Actually, yesterday at the same time it was the same time, and tomorrow at this time it'll be this time. So
breaking news.
This is just today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Brian Osich has some more information on how you can go beyond pink to support those who are living with metastatic breast cancer.
Being diagnosed with cancer is a life-altering experience for the 175,000 women living with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC. It means learning to live with cancer for the rest of your life, often with a lack of support or resources to address your needs. This October, go beyond pink to show your support for those living with metastatic breast cancer and educate others about this disease. Join us in New York City on October 13th to recognize the women living with MBC, featured on the Times Square billboard, and learn more about metastatic breast cancer at lifebeyondpink.com, a new website that features educational information
information to help those living with MBC actively manage their journey. Christine Garrett stresses the importance of understanding what's going on in your body to best manage your MBC journey.
Ask questions until you understand. Drill down until you reach the level that it makes sense to you. Because in order to make decisions and in order to have some courage to walk forward on your journey, you have to be comfortable with what happens.
To learn more about metastatic breast cancer and how you could go beyond pink, visit lifebeyondpink.com, a site developed by AstraZeneca.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Domestic violence has become a national problem. It impacts your community, your neighborhood, your neighbors, your coworkers, family members. You can show your support to victims and survivors by going purple, the official color of domestic violence awareness. Chanel Carraway has some details for you to think about in that regard.
Increasing awareness of domestic violence and furthering prevention efforts are vital in the fight to end this national problem. Verizon's Hopeline program provides financial support to domestic violence organizations and agencies to prevent violence, educate communities, and empower victims and survivors. This October, in honor of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, you can show support by going purple and purchasing exclusive purple Hopeline accessories from Verizon stores or on their website. For every purple accessory sold, Hopeline will donate $1 up to $100,000 to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. In addition to this, you can help Hopeline reach its goal of collecting 1 million phone donations by the end of the year. Donating is easy. Just drop off your used wireless phones, chargers, and accessories from any carrier at a Verizon store, and Hopeline will turn them into financial support for domestic violence awareness and prevention organizations. For more information, go to Verizon.com/about/Hopeline. That's Newsbreak from Verizon.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, for those of you who are not interested in Donald Trump because he's talking all the time about undocumented aliens, when he talks about them, he's referring to Mexicans. If you ever listen to George Norrie, he's always talking about or to aliens, but they are extraterrestrials.
Correct.
And not the kind from Mexico. So George, who's a good guy, somebody that I know and like, host of Coast to Coast AM, which is a big overnight radio program, has not formally announced he's running for the president, but he's declared that he's willing to accept a draft to run next year. I think we ought to get George to come on.
I'll accept a draft.
By this time, though, he's usually asleep, so whether I can wake him up or not remains to be seen. He's got a lot of people listening to his program, about the same number of people listening to him as listen to us. Different time of the day. So he's got 3 million votes right there, Jennifer.
That's right.
Yep. Would you vote for George Norrie?
I didn't think about it. I'm so on that Trump
bandwagon. He's big. I like him because he wants to eliminate income tax.
Hey, I like
that.
Abolish
the IRS.
All right, I'll vote for him.
All right. George Norrie for president. 59F.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.